Are you wondering how to get more customers and long-term residual income for your direct sales business? Well, stay tuned. That's what we're going to talk about in today's show.
Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, JackieAlmer.com. Thanks so much for listening in to the Profit in Your PJs Street Smart Wealth podcast. As always, I'm thrilled to have you here. And as I mentioned, today I want to talk about good customer care, creating goodwill, being remarkable, and keeping yourself top of mind with your customers. And in the meantime, don't forget that Direct Sales Bootcamp is going strong. If you are struggling for success in your business, you haven't had it yet, maybe you're struggling to get organized, to know good language to use when you prospect people, how to get out there on social media, what to say, you can get my exact scripts for what I've used to sponsor nearly 2,000 people. So join me over at directsalesbootcamp.com to learn more. And if you're looking for coaching, don't forget about my coaching program. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach, and you're going to find show notes over at jackieelmer.com/263 on exactly what I'm covering here in today's podcast. All right, so let's talk about great customer service in direct sales. If you've paid attention at all to what's been going on in the news, two companies that come to mind are Vima and Herbalife. Now, that's not anything negative about those companies, but they've recently come under a lot of scrutiny and some different rulings from the FTC on some of their practices. Now, the important thing to note is that's a wake-up call for all of us in direct sales and network marketing. Whether you're with those companies or not, it's important to pay attention to what's going on so that you can make sure you don't fall victim to any of that type thing. All right, so what happened is, in a nutshell, basically there's a lot more that goes into it, but the FTC is starting to crack down on too few customers, too little focus on actual real customers, and too much focus on sponsoring. And in network marketing specifically, where it's been more of a personal consumption type business versus a more party plan type company where the focus is first on customers and selling the products and then building a team, certain network marketing companies are starting to run into some scrutiny for these type practices. So what you want to do is you want to set yourself up right by getting a strong customer base to begin with. A great place to start to do this is your hot market. Your hot market are those people who are super close to you, who will probably do you a favor if it involves trying a product versus being interested in your opportunity. Now, it's important that when you present this, you do detach from the outcome. So a great way to start with your hot market is to just make a list of those people closest to you, often family members, and say, hey, I know you're super busy. I'm fairly certain you wouldn't be interested in the business side of this, but I've got a great product. I'm super excited about it. I'm marketing it, and I would love to have you try it and give me your feedback. If you like it, I would love for you to be one of my customer testimonials. I can use it on my blog. I can use it on my Facebook business page. I can use it in a lot of different areas, but I would love for you to be a customer testimonial if you like it. If you don't care for the product, that's fantastic. I appreciate your willingness to try it. We have a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can send it back in, get a full refund, no questions asked, and I won't bug you again. Or you can give them a product sample. Now, it's often best to get them to buy it right out. That generates some success for you, some customer sales, and it gives them the ability to use more of the product than you often have the ability to do through just a sample. So if you can get them as a customer, that's fantastic. Then you want to create remarkable customer service by sending a personal thank you card when they try the service. Most often, if they order off your website, you have access to their address, or simply ask them for their address if you don't have it. Now, of course, if you're dealing with your hot market, in most cases, you are going to have that already. But Don't forget, you know, don't feel bad asking for it and let them know you'd like to send them something in the mail. After you have their address and you mail them a thank you card, you can set them up on a customer care program to find out when their birthday is. You can usually do this through Facebook. Send them a birthday card, send them a Thanksgiving card versus a Christmas or holiday card, because very few people get Thanksgiving cards, and it keeps you top of mind, and it gives you that ability then to perhaps generate some sales of your products for the holidays as they give gifts. So those are some ideas with that. Now, don't bog your card sending down in a lot of promotional type stuff. If you're sending them a birthday card, make it a birthday card. Don't necessarily include a discount for, you know, something, you know, another product or anything like that. You could follow up a week later with a postcard that gives them a birthday discount, but make the birthday card in and of itself genuine, heartfelt, and truly with no strings attached. Then other things that you can do is your customer or as your company releases other products into the marketplace, maybe at your company convention or whatever, use that time to sample out those products to your current customer base. There's no better way to tap into that customer base that's already using some of your products with a new product than to send them out a sample. Now, if your company offers samples, that's great. It's going to be an easy way to go about doing that. But if they don't let that be a deal breaker for you. Okay, go to Michael's, Joann's, any craft store. You can buy little tiny Ziploc bags to put samples in. You can do little screw top. Oftentimes where they sell the beads and different crafting things like that, paints, you can find all types of little containers that you can purchase and use for your samples. So if your company doesn't have that, that's not a deal breaker for you. Get creative, get out there and set yourself apart. I promise you, as you do these types of things, you're going to generate goodwill among your customers. You're going to stay top of mind. And when they need to reorder or want a similar product, they are going to come back to you over and over and over again. Now, once you've started a process like this and you've become great at good customer care, good customer service, that's when you can easily reach out to that customer base and say, hey, I'm looking to expand my business in a certain area. I'm looking to expand my customer base, whatever it is, that will make it much easier for you to reach out to them and say, hey, who do you know? I know you've been using the products for a while and you've given me such a great testimonial. Can you think of three other people who might be interested in these products as well? Could you do an introduction through Facebook? Could you do an introduction through a text message? Is there some way that you can put me in touch with these people so I can present these products and give them a sample too? When you set it up like that, where it's a win-win, where they don't feel like they're going to be put on the spot, you're going to be giving something to these people in terms of a sample, those type things, you will find that it's much easier to get customer referrals when you're doing it that way. So you always want to come from the mindset of give first, and then it's much easier to ask for a favor, to ask for whatever it is that you're looking for. So it's Jackie Almer. Hopefully this has been helpful. Share this out with any of your team or your followers. And remember this, until next time, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. My 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.